from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bus driver shortages, among other things. And we welcome Dr. Robert Mott, who is the superintendent of Manessa Schools. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. We wanted to check in with you and other school districts around the region, just kind of get an update. So what about school drivers? Is there a shortage in your district?
Yeah, there is. We have, we're very small, so we've got six drivers, but it's very difficult to find drivers. Right now we're okay, but there's always that fear that one, you know, we may lose one and then we're in big trouble. And then what happens is we have, you know, we have custodial people, pretty much all hands on deck help drive kids, vans, buses. So, yeah, it can be a problem, definitely.
Dr. Mott, what is the problem? Why are they scarce?
You know what? I'm not sure. It's been like this for the last couple years. I think sometimes maybe the behavior on the buses cannot be as good as they anticipate. And it causes people to not want to do the job.
Yeah, that I would imagine that's a very diplomatic way of saying it. Sometimes the kids, you know, aren't as ruley as you would hope if you're a bus driver. I don't know what I know. Pay scales overall have come up because they've had to attract people to want to do the job, right?
Right. Correct. Yeah, they definitely have. Not only with bus drivers, but substitute teachers too. We increase the pay and still we're having some trouble trying to find people to help us out. So that's could be a problem for us. And, you know, we can't get the kids to school. Maybe we don't have bus drivers. That becomes a high anxiety for us, too, at the schools.
Dr. Mott, is your district among those that have changed the qualifications, making it a little bit easier for substitute teachers to find employment?
Yes. You know what? We employ substitutes, people that have degrees, and then they can get emergency certified. So it makes it a little easier so we can still find people. So increasing the pay, qualifications are easier, a little easier. And you still have to be college educated, but we can emergency search you in certain areas, and then you can become a substitute. And that has helped a little bit. But still, we're struggling with substitutes, bus drivers. It can be difficult, but I think things are turning around. We've interviewed some people for some full-time jobs, and we've had a lot of applicants, which has been scarce also, just trying to find a full-time teacher. But over the summertime, we had a few openings, and we had probably two openings. We had probably over 100 applicants. So I think it's starting to turn around, in my opinion.
That's really encouraging because normally – Superintendent Mott, we hear the opposite, where even people who have called to set an appointment for an interview just don't show up at all.
Yes. Yes, that does happen. You know, we've had that happen too. But I'm not sure why that happens either, but that's happened numerous times to us. But like I said, I think we are definitely, it's turning around slowly. And I think in the next couple of years, we'll be, you know, hopefully back to some normalcy. So,
Dr. Mott, getting back to the behavior on the buses, what has the district considered in responding to that to get better behavior from the students? Adding personnel to oversee the students while they're en route or something like that?
Yeah, we've definitely done that. We've added extra teachers, extra teacher aides. You know, we've had, at my previous school, we've had extra security guards on there to help. The bus companies have also helped us too. They've tried to put some aides on there. We've, you know, implemented some programs like some positive behavior intervention supports to try to, you know, correct the behaviors. We've had teachers, you know, in our schools teaching appropriate bus driver or bus behavior while they're on the buses. We've had parent meetings. We've done a lot of things to try to curb those behaviors on the bus.
Well, I would imagine you're just like the kids, you're getting fired up and probably some anxiety getting all this rolling. When do you start? When are your students back in the classroom?
Our first day back for our students is August 22nd. So, yes, we're trying to get prepared and ready for our students to come back. We're excited for a new school year. And we're going to start with our teachers on Monday, August 19th.
And one other quick question. How many students in the Monessen School District?
We're a very small district in Westmoreland County, so we have about 658 students total.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us. And if anybody wants to drive a school bus, find out what you need to do. You can check in with Monessen or basically any school district around the region. Yeah. You're not alone, Doc.
No, not at all. I mean, I know I saw Baldwin is trying to do some things too with AI and their bus drivers. So, yeah, it's definitely it's a nationwide shortage. So, yeah, we're definitely looking for qualified bus drivers, and we'll help you out. We'll help you with the kids. We'll help train you, too. So,
well, good luck to you, and appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Dr. Robert Mott is superintendent of the Monessen City School District. And
I was surprised to hear the depth that they've gone to address behavior on the buses. This is no small matter to them. This isn't like the kids get on and go wild. They've been making a real attempt to get people to behave. When I was in school, if you misbehaved on the bus, you lost your bus privileges.
Well, I went.
The driver would write you up and you'd be done.
I still remember the name of my elementary school bus driver, Bud. And you didn't mess with Bud.
Right.
Bud would squish your head like a grape. Of course, that's, I guess, politically incorrect now. Whatever.
Couldn't have it.
All right, we're going to go to AccuWeather next. What about this flooding rain to the east of the city? Details on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.